This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I played a clip last hour with Mika Brzezinski lamenting the handling, if you will, of Joe Biden, or what I like to call baby Joe Biden, because they're treating him like a child. And I want to play that clip, a piece of it, because she's blaming people that they're not watching Joe careful enough. He's 80 years old, and you can't let people know that Joe is old. Because that could play into how these folks consider him. Maybe they may just buy into the idea that he is demented. And if they buy into the idea that he's demented, they might actually buy into the idea that he's crooked. Now, I'm going to play a piece of that clip, but I also want to tell you this. NBC, she's on MSNBC, NBC also wanted to provide cover for Joe Biden, and that's where it gets interesting. See, if there's one person dancing, he may look kooky, but when two people get up to dance, everybody is soon dancing. And this is what we're finding. Now, this all coincides with what I told you before. By the way, who am I? Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I told you Joe Biden would not be the Democrats' candidate. I'm not genius. I mean, there are times I like to think it. But I'm not a genius at this. And let me tell you what my observations are. An 80-plus-year-old guy who's had three brain surgeries, who's already demonstrating signs of dementia. And he's under a tremendous amount of pressure, no matter how you look at this job, even if somebody's doing it for you. It's a lot of pressure. Stand here, walk here, do this, do that. How many times does this guy have to shake hands with the air for me to go, you know, I think something's wrong? And I'm not alone. It would be different. I could consider myself a yogi or a guru of some sort if I were alone. I'm not. Many of you understand this. You've come to the same conclusion. Here's Mika Brzezinski providing cover for Joe Biden on MSNBC.
I think his staff needs to own his age. I'm just going to be honest. I don't think they do a good job helping out the president. And I'm not talking about it like, I'm just saying, if you are managing a president's schedule and you are managing a president getting on stage and getting off stage and doing getting on planes and getting off planes, and yes, he's 80. You need to be there for him, and you need to make a pathway, and you sure as hell better make sure he doesn't fall on a sandbag.
There you go, folks. Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Sure as hell better not let him fall on a sandbag, but she wasn't done there. She references, he's 80 years old. Have you ever helped an elderly person through a door or something? What she's saying is, you can't. It's different here. I remember helping my great-grandfather when he went blind. And he got older, and he walked slow, and he had his cane. He'd say, Buck, where's my cane? And I'd have to find his cane, and he had a spit cup. I'd have to carry his spit cup, as disgusting as that was. I carried it for him because I love him. And, tell him where to sit, the whole deal. That's essentially what Biden is. He's being led around like a little baby. But she wasn't done. She's sick of the people that aren't taking care of him because the word, it could get out. That Joe Biden's old, feeble, and decrepit and can't actually do the job. Here she is.
And I blame the staff for that. I mean, these are the things that are going to hurt him. These are things that are going to be played on a loop. Okay? Let him do his job. Let him do his speeches. Let him work on policy. Let him do his connections in Congress, unlike any president that we've seen. I don't know, since Clinton. But my God. Make sure, you know, your Secret Service, you're his staff, that you were there and you're telling him what's next. And it's not because, don't take this as, oh, he can't even get from one place to another.
Well, wait, what? That's exactly what it is. He can't get from one place to the other. Because that's what happens when you get older, old and feeble and decrepit and brain dead. Here she continues.
When you're busy and you're on stage, and we've been on stage,
right.
I've done speeches, and I'm so nervous, I'm doing the speech, I'm trying to get it right, and when it's done, I don't know which way to go, and I'm looking for direction. So do a better job, because you can't have these video images of the president tripping, or the president, like, going the wrong way. It's not going to work in this presidency, because his age is going to be a factor.
I'll forego the rest of the clip because I want to get through the rest of this. But here's what NBC had to say. They said, more and more Biden is foregoing the long staircase. This is getting into Air Force One for the shorter stairway that takes him up through the plane's belly. From there, aides strap him into a handcart that they must then fumble up the plane's spiral staircase to the jet's living quarters like Peter O'Toole in My Favorite Year. He says he's kidding about the hand truck. He says, nevertheless, in the weeks prior to tripping on stage, Biden used a shorter set of stairs to get on and off the presidential aircraft 37% of the time. In the past 7 weeks, he used them 84% of the time, or 31 out of 37 times he's gotten on and off the plane. Now, he goes on to say, NBC is honest enough to admit that Biden uses extra-large font on his teleprompter and note cards to remind him of points he wants to make in meetings. So he's got to be prompted. But what they fail to mention is how he fumbled his way through the note cards. And if you saw the interview he did with the Israeli President Isaac Herzog, we played the clip. The dude was like, now, they talk about how the press aided FDR back in the day when his health was, you know, he had a debilitating physical injury that put him in a wheelchair. But they wouldn't show him that way. But they go on to say this. It isn't 1943, 63, or even 93. The ubiquity of smartphones and social media make it impossible to hide that Biden doesn't have the physical or mental stamina for the job. Write down the ditching important diplomatic events like he did recently in Europe. Instead, today's article is more like a Nixon-esque modified limited hangout. While conceding that Biden is indeed old, the report omits vital facts and ends on an upbeat note. NBC quotes former Labor Secretary Marty Walsh recording, if you've ever given him a hug, you're going to feel the man is, what's the word here? Solid. He's in good shape. Democrats tell you what's really happening with what they tell you is happening. Biden is failing. He's on that downward spiral that I talked to you guys about. I don't remember how long ago I said this, but I told you it was months. We're months away. Biden won't make it to the end of the year as a viable candidate for the Democrats. And the Democrats are giving you the warning signs right now. We got a lot of show, a lot of hour left. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Here's a question I think should be on the minds of a lot of leftists. And they have to be asking themselves, what are the ramifications of this question that I'm about to ask? You ready? Will Joe Will he pardon Hunter? There are rumors that he's paving the way for his son's pardon as the Justice Department contemplates a potential indictment. Why? Because they're finally looking into Hunter Biden's business practices. Now, the idea that Joe Biden could pardon his son and still end up in, you know, I don't think they'll send him to prison, but he will be, because with presidents, it's enough of a disgrace that he's kicked out of office, probably made to pay back money, and of course, slap in the face of the Democratic Party. And that's why the party is rallying around this guy like you would never believe. You know, my other question is this. When did they really know that Joe Biden was so in so deep with the Chinese and the Russians and the Romanians and the Ukrainians? When did they know? Somebody knew, and they had to know. And, you know, if you knew that, you had to kind of know what the potential outcome was, because it's one thing, and you notice how they kept it away from Joe Biden for a long time. Hunter Biden, and even though Hunter Biden's done nothing wrong, but it certainly doesn't implicate his father. Hunter Biden didn't do it, but Joe Biden, he's squeaky clean. Joe Biden's clear. There's no indication that Joe Biden's involved. That's what they keep saying all the time, which means you know he's directly involved. And, of course, we've gotten enough proof by this point to know that he's directly involved. Millions of dollars. Phone calls, people validating FBI reports and a host of other things. He's involved. But what if he pardons Hunter? What would that do to the Democratic Party if he pardoned this kid? You know, he's not a kid anymore, but what if he pardoned this drug addict who denied everything, who has been a criminal his whole life? And by the way, I don't blame Hunter Biden for his life. I really don't. Joe Biden created this kid. He created a son that so wanted to impress his dad, so wanted to be there for him, but he was fighting all these addictions. And these are addictions born of the lifestyle of Joe Biden, watching his dad lie and get away with it. Watching his dad, effectively, Joe Biden's drug was being a pathological liar and still getting away with it, still managing to do something in his career. And as I said on this program and I talked about on a radio show, and the guy stopped me and said, Kevin, we've never thought about the insight you just gave about Joe Biden. And it was very simple. I said, Joe Biden got sick of watching other people profit where he tried to be a good guy. Joe Biden said, look, I know I'm flawed. I know I'm a liar. I know I'm the biggest pontificator in the room. But you know what? I'm not a sellout yet. I've watched you guys. And you know who he watched? The best grifter in a long time, Barack Obama, a guy that brought nothing to the party, a junior senator. This guy never even made it close to what Biden did in the Senate. He leapfrogged Joe Biden, because Joe Biden said, because he's articulate and clean. And then he watched Barack Obama parlay that into millions of dollars, become an icon in the black community, in the political community, knowing that guy was a fake. And Joe Biden said, if that fake can do it, that unprepared guy, he can't fill a thimble with what I know. I got to be able to get mine. And that's what Joe Biden did. And I'm going to tell you something. He doesn't feel guilty for it because he thinks he deserves it. And you know why the left, they struggle with going after him? Because they've all done it. Joe Biden is weak when it comes to what he's gotten out of this. Look at what the Clintons got. Look at what Pelosi's gotten. These are people that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Joe is still splitting it with the family. He's getting the crumbs. At best, he gets half, but he's getting his taste, his little taste of it. And what an elixir money is when you have the power to go with it, right? Look at everything that's happening, all the people scrambling to help Joe Biden. Here's what Miranda Devine said. That mythology of Joe Biden that's been around for more than four decades, which is that he's a lovely family man, moderate Democrat, lunch pail Joe, working class Joe, the poorest man in Congress, and a wonderful family man full of empathy because of the tragedies in his own life. That's what he's playing on. He's fooled people to believing that he's just an ordinary Joe, average Joe. She didn't say that part. I said that part. But she goes on. She says, I think the end game is that he's setting up, framing his sympathy card, so then when it comes time, perhaps in his lame duck period, that he will pardon Hunter, and Americans will forgive him because they will say, well, Hunter was a drug addict, and Joe just loves his family, and he's been through enough tragedy in his life. Leave him alone. What do you think? I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think there are a lot of people who see Joe Biden as a hapless rube. He was under the control of the Obamas. It wasn't really him, and all these other things. But I don't believe it. I think exactly what I said earlier. Joe Biden looked at it and said, this is the last time I get to grab the brass ring. And he went for it. And I don't think he realized how many people would cover for him, but he went for it. And when the Democrats had nobody else they could tap to take this, I mean, think about how sad that is. This is the best they could come up with to cheat him into office, knowing what they know about him. And so here's Joe Biden saying, not only am I going to get the brass ring, they're telling me to be president. I don't have to campaign. I don't have to do anything. They're going to circle the wagons. And then the Democrats figured out, wow, this is a much bigger problem than we thought. We're going to have a tough time keeping a lid on it because we no longer control the media in terms of people paying attention. Social media is now under fire. The FBI. You remember how they protect now?
How dare Donald Trump talk smack about the FBI? The FBI is a venerable organization, blah, blah, blah.
No, they're not. They're crooked. That's being exposed. So what's left? She says, Miranda Devine, who is the one who quoted in this article, she says that he rejected the possibility that his son's charges would have any effect on his term in office, claiming that the issue is a political witch hunt. How I play that clip over and over about the media. How many of those people have to eat crow? There were Fox News people in that clip, by the way. Don't think it was just leftist media. My son has done nothing wrong. That's what he said to Stephanie Ruhle. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him, he added. He's proud of this guy that had bank accounts all over. He's proud of him because Joe Biden sees it as this was a necessary thing. He had to do it. Can't you see that, America?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. UPS and Teamsters are avoiding a strike after reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract. A strike by UPS workers would have been the largest in U.S. history. Ratification of the new five-year deal could take about 3 weeks. Conservative House Republicans are pushing for spending cuts below levels agreed to in the debt ceiling bill brokered by Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House.
We failed the American people. Everyone who voted for that bill essentially owned the Biden agenda, the Biden spending, for the remaining 1.5 years of this Congress.
Virginia Republican Bob Good said he wants to cut non-defense spending to pre-pandemic levels. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the Southwest for weeks is expanding toward the middle of the country. It's likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I believe history will look back in this presidency as an aberrant moment in time. But if Donald Trump is reelected, Freudian slip. If Donald Trump is reelected, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation. Trump does pose an excellent threat to this. It's not hypothetical, his threat to this nation.
I obviously think he belongs in jail, but I don't think pursuing that is in the best interest of the entire nation. So I think the wiser decision would be not to pursue him. But whatever you do, the next president, Joe Biden, should explain it to the American people. Be transparent about why you're doing what you're doing.
Do you think Joe Biden should pardon Trump as supported Nixon?
I don't know. He should consider it. Now, I don't know whether Donald Trump, he's not a genius, but he might figure out that if he accepts a pardon, that's an admission of guilt, the United States Supreme Court has said. So I don't know that he would accept a pardon. But as part of healing the country and getting us to a place where we can focus on things that are going to matter over the next 4 years, I think Joe Biden's going to have to at least think about that.
In 2016, you voted to fire this corrupt and decrepit political establishment, and you elected an outsider as president to finally put America first. And we've learned over the last couple of months, Joe Biden is a corrupt politician. He's a corrupt politician. And the Biden family is a criminal enterprise. Frankly, it makes crooked Hillary Clinton look like an amateur. Now, whoever saw anything like this? He goes to China. The kid is followed like a vacuum cleaner. He follows and follows and follows. And unfortunately, it sounds like he left his laptop behind. Are there thousands? Here's a guy who didn't have a job, but now he's taking in millions, and plenty of it goes to Joe Biden, too. Don't kid yourself. It goes to Joe Biden. Did you see the one today? The guy gets 10%. 10%. I wonder who the guy is. This was not a good... Between Anthony Weiner's laptop and this laptop, these are two beauties. I think this one could be worse than the Weiner laptop.
And the way you talk about the military, the way you talk about them being losers and just being suckers. My son was in Iraq. He spent a year there. He got the Bronze Star. He got the Conspicuous Service Medal. He was not a loser. He was a patriot. And the people left behind there were heroes.
Really?
And I resent
Are you talking about Hunter?
Of my son, Bo Biden. You're talking about
I don't know Bo. I know Hunter.
Yeah,
Hunter got thrown out of the military. He was thrown out, dishonorably discharged.
That's not true. He wasn't dishonorably.
Cocaine use. And he didn't have a job until you became vice president. And once you became vice president, he made a fortune in Ukraine, in China, in Moscow,
and various other places.
He made a fortune.
Gentlemen, my son.
And he didn't have a job.
My son, like a lot of people we know at home, had a drug problem. He's overtaken it. He's fixed it. He's worked on it. And I'm proud of him.
But why was he given tens of millions of dollars?
But he wasn't given tens of millions of dollars.
He was given tens of millions of dollars.
That is totally discredited.
I was just having my producers look through the various clips where Trump was warning the entirety of the world, all of America, about Hunter Biden and the Biden family. Listen to that last exchange. There was not a single thing that Trump got wrong. Doesn't make him a sage. It just makes him an astute user of common sense. Welcome back, folks. Trump, he one of his last things he talks about is the corruption of the Bidens. And what I played was, of course, leading into this thing. But Trump recently said this, and he's so right, because he's saying, I've pretty much left the guy alone. But anyway, here's what he had to say.
Look, we have a corrupt, incompetent leader in Biden. Everyone knows he's, and I wouldn't have said this 3 weeks ago. I wouldn't have said it. I was actually very kind to him. I was very kind to him, but now we can't be kind anymore because the gloves are off. The jar has been opened. He's taken millions of dollars from other countries like China. He's totally compromised. He's taken millions and millions of dollars from other countries. And in history, there's never been a scandal like this, but the fake news doesn't want to report it. There's never been in history anything like it. $10,200,000 from China, millions and millions of dollars from Ukraine. These are compromised people. The people that are leading us are corrupt and they're compromised.
Donald Trump has been more than vindicated in all of this, more than vindicated. He's been proven correct at almost every turn. And it would be something significant if it weren't for the obvious nature of Democrats, where they're just crooked. Democrats have gone after Trump in ways that you just had you scratching your head going, you realize you can't get away with this, Alvin Bragg. You cannot get away with this stuff. What's her name? Letitia, whatever, the AG of New York. I'm going to sue Trump for something. We're just going to figure something out. Let me make a prognosis here. I'm going to bet you Donald Trump has the last laugh. Joe Biden talking, I'll beat him like a drum. Joe Biden knows with 100% certainty he didn't beat Donald Trump. The Democrat elites know with 100% certainty Biden didn't beat Trump. They know this. The average Democrat knows Biden didn't beat Trump. They just like the idea of winning. Well, you won. And what has it gotten you? A weaker Democratic Party. It makes it much more difficult for him to cheat. And that is why, I want to be very clear here, folks, the Democrats will never, I repeat, never stop trying to rig the elections to make it easier and easier for them to cheat. It doesn't matter whether we have 90% of the vote. If they got 10%, they will cheat and make it look like they have a majority every single time, or a plurality. They don't need a majority, just a plurality. Enough to say they've won. They're never going to stop. Now, we can stop them. I don't ever want you to think they're not stoppable. They're very stoppable, easily stoppable. Just take some guts. Take some confrontation. Look, let me ask you, have you lost any so-called friends over the Democratic Party. Maybe you lost some over Obama. Maybe you lost some because they know you like Trump. When are you going to get on the phone or on your social media and tell them all to go straight to AT Double Crooked Socks? When are you going to get on there and tell them? I talk about it daily. Do you think I've split any hairs in this, my discussion of Trump, of support of Trump and what the Democrats have done? I have friends that have abandoned me. I call them out. Carlos, a guy I knew 48 years that, you know, got mad because I wouldn't vote for Obama. You don't tell me who to vote for, you clown. Not to mention, you're going to sell out a friendship you've known for decades for a clown like Joe, Obama. God forbid you support Joe Biden. You ain't black Joe. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. I get it out. The point is, if those are the people, you're winning them back by staying firm and calling them out. Every one of them. One of my cousins, I love her, but she had the guts to call me up and say, Kevin, you're a bright guy in our family. We see you as somebody to pay attention to. Why is it you don't vote for Obama? And I told her, I said, you're a Christ follower, Betty. Why would you vote for him? And I started explaining his policies, and she goes, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And I said, wow. Well, now you do. What are you going to do about it? And she thanked me. And I have many others. People, they don't have the guts. Thank Betty did, but many others, they don't have the guts. They're not going to call, oh, Kevin, I made a mistake. I made a mistake about calling you an anti-vax, you know, whatever. You know, you're misinformation about the vaxes. I didn't spread any misinformation. But you know what they don't do? You know what, Kevin? You didn't spread misinformation. And you know what I was doing? I was spreading misinformation. Even worse. They don't do that. Huh. So, at the end of the day, you need to confront them. You need to confront them on Facebook, on Twitter, all the social media. You need to be vocal. And you need to tell them, if you are stupid enough to vote for Biden or vote for the Democrats in light of everything that you've seen, shame on you. That's what you need to be doing. They need to know your resolve is as strong as theirs. You know what they think? They think you're a wimp. They won't tell you to your face, but they do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was very careful about bringing any impeachment forward. But when the president made that phone call in terms of Ukraine, there was no choice. We had no choice. He must be impeached.
You think Pelosi would have impeached Trump if they had any of this stuff that we're talking about right now? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm going to play a few clips. Essentially, the campaign during 2019, Joe Biden got asked about his connection to Ukraine. You may not remember this. He jumped this guy, and the guy backed off. But Joe Biden, you got to hear how adamant he was that his son has done nothing wrong. He's not for sale.
We all know Trump has been messing around in Ukraine over there, holding their foreign aid for them to come up and stay with an investigation. We know all about that. But you, on the other hand, sent your son over there, getting a job and work for a gas company that he had no experience with for nothing. In order to get access to the puppet, to the president. You're selling access to the president just like he is.
So you're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has ever said that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not censored. I don't like it up and
no, let him go.
Let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on it, let's do push-ups together, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Number two. No one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion. And no one has ever said it. Not
I didn't
one.
Say you were doing anything wrong.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Then now you said, get your work straight, Jack.
Welcome back, folks. Joe Biden gets very testy when he's questioned about something that he knows he's guilty of. He gets very testy. And you could blame it on his Alzheimer's or his whatever his brain dementia thing is, but he gets testy. Fighting man. How dare you? You don't know a damn thing. You don't know anything. What are you talking about? And it's funny. As I said, every time when Joe's backed into a corner, I'll do more push-ups than you. I'll take an IQ test. I'll do this or that. We have another clip we want to play. We played it, but I like these because they provide some context of how Biden thinks and what happens when he gets backed into a corner. And this is where a reporter is asking him about Ukraine. Simple questions, things that you should expect to be asked, and he's not ready. So here he is. He's being asked a very simple question about, don't you think that people are going to want to know about your son's dealings in Ukraine, the fact that he has no energy experience? This was during the campaign. And Joe Biden couldn't handle the softball questions. Now where do the Democrats and the leftists find themselves? Well, you know the answer to that.
On your son, Hunter Biden, President Trump says, Sleepy Joe has real problems. Reminds me of Crooked Hillary and her 33,000 deleted emails. A lot of the Ukraine charges about you have been debunked and were unfair. There's one thing that a lot of Democrats even do wonder about, and that is Hunter Biden, your son, was getting paid a lot of money to serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges. You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was... there was something on his face that was wrong. There's nothing on his face that was wrong. So look, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family. I mean, come on. This is... These guys are amazing.
So you think that everything that happened was kosher?
You know there's not one single bit of evidence, not one little tiny bit, to suggest anything done was wrong. You know that. But you keep asking me these questions. It's okay. You're doing what you have to do. But I'm not worried about it. Look, the American public knows me.
Last one on this. So you're elected. You're in office. What guardrails would you have to be sure that your son, your brother Jimmy, doesn't do anything to trade on the family name?
They will not be engaged in any foreign business because of what's happened in this administration. No one's going to be seeking patents for things from China. No one's going to be engaged in that kind of thing.
So no foreign business for your relatives in office.
There's old colloquial Joe. Hey, the American public knows me. I mean, not one little bit. There's nobody that's saying that everything is kosher. But let's talk about Trump's family. Okay, what? What about it? You know, every time somebody goes, let's talk about Trump's family. Please, I tell you what, let's talk about Trump's family. You hear it all the time, right, conservatives? Have any of you bothered to look it up? What is the controversy around Trump's family? Trump lost $1 billion within the first year. His kids, everybody, dissolved all their holdings so there'd be nothing to look at. Was there any controversy leading up to that? Of course not. There were no interdependencies with countries, Romania, Ukraine, and China, and Russia. None of it. What exactly was it? Oh, that's right. His son-in-law, Kushner, who is a pretty accomplished businessman, was doing international business. Since when did that become a crime? They say this like they have evidence. Have you said to any leftist, what exactly have the Trumps done? Give me one thing illegal. You know what Joe Biden said? He had a bank account in China. Okay, if you've ever lived, if you've done business, when I lived in China, I had a bank account in China. How do you want to bank? You bank locally. Have you lived somewhere? I don't know. Have you moved somewhere? If you don't have Bank of America or some national bank, you know what you do? You get a regional bank, a statewide bank. There's nothing wrong with having a bank account in another country. Global national corporations do it all the time. And so do their executives. They may bank at Wells Fargo or whatever, but they'll go to, you know, Swiss whatever or Goldman's. They'll go somewhere. They got international banking. Does that make it illegal? Of course not. Push them on it. And here's what you'll find. They don't have any answers. But push them on Hunter Biden, and what do you get? You get everything this crooked sucker was doing. What does Joe Biden think he's going to hide? My son's done. There's nothing, not even a kosher. And here's what he says to the reporter. You know that. You know that. Like, you're better than that. You know better than to question me on this. You know that. And the reporter's going, if I know it, why would I ask it? And if I didn't think it was worthy of the American public knowing it, why would I ask you? Joe Biden acts like, you're an idiot. You know this. He knows they don't know because he knows that what they're saying is, you're a liar, Joe. I want to pivot back for just a second on what I said earlier about the Bidens, and that Joe Biden has always been for sale, but there haven't been many buyers. There haven't been many takers. Joe was not in a position to do anything. As a senator, he was one of 100, and nobody really trusted him. But when he became VP, he had a lot more access. And that's when Joe decided to make his money. But he was ready to take big money at any point. And here's where he said it.
My state cost $300,000 this time around, or between $250,000 and $300,000. I don't know the exact figure. That's more money than any Democrat in my state has ever spent. And the young new white knight, he spent it. Spent more money than my opponent. Only because he didn't take me seriously, and he had another $90,000 left over. He didn't know how to spend it in the last week when they realized I was a serious candidate. But seriously, in trying to raise that money, I fortunately had over 3,000 individual contributors. Nobody makes up any more than one percentage point of my total budget. Nobody for one percentage point gets a hold of that ear. Nobody gets any more than a return phone call for that 1%. But it's not because I'm particularly moral. It's because nobody took me seriously. Had in the beginning when I started, big corporations or big labor or big wealthy individuals or big anybody come along and said, here, Biden, we want to contribute $20,000 to you, I probably would have taken it.
Folks, those are Joe Biden's words, not the words of Kevin Jackson.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.